Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Hardware maker Supermicro announced that an outside investigations firm found no evidence of malicious hardware in its current or older motherboards. Supermicro told customers it commissioned the investigation after a Bloomberg article reported that the Chinese government had spies using the equipment to eavesdrop on clients. Supermicro always denied the allegations at the time. The firm, which a source tells Reuters is Nardella & Co., tested samples of current motherboards, including versions sold to Apple and Amazon, and examine software and design files as well. Dell announced it will buy back the VMware tracking stock from its acquisition of EMC at a price of $120 per share, totaling $23.9 billion, which means Dell will return to being publicly traded starting on December 28th. 61% of shareholders voted in favor of the deal. Dell is $50 billion down in debt from the $67 billion EMC acquisition from 2 years ago. VMware will continue to run as a separate company with a separate stock listing. So, if we're keeping score, yes, Dell went from public in 1988 to private in 2013, and it's about to go public again. Verizon has lowered the value of its AOL and Yahoo acquisitions by $4.6 billion, which wipes out almost half the value of Oath, which includes AOL, Yahoo, the Huffington Post, and other businesses. Verizon said in a filing Tuesday that Oath still has about $5 billion of assets remaining, and the company also announced that 10,400 employees, or about 6.8% of its staff, had accepted voluntary buyouts. Google reports that a vulnerability in Google Plus could have exposed the names, email addresses, occupations, and ages of up to 52.5 million users to developers, even if the account was set to private. Google said the vulnerability was only in existence from November 7th through November 13th. It was discovered through a standard testing. There was no evidence that any developers took advantage of it. Although Google says it will shut down API access to Google Plus in 90 days and close the network entirely in April rather than August. Instagram began rolling out a walkie-talkie feature globally on Instagram Direct Tuesday. Users can now hold down a microphone button and record a voice message. It can be up to 1 minute long. It's permanent. It's not ephemeral. And works in one-to-one and both group chats on both iOS and Android. Walmart opened its first online store in Japan in a partnership with Rakuten. More than 1,200 items will now be sold to Japanese customers on the Walmart Rakuten Ichiba store. The two companies announced they'd work together back in January, which included plans for an online grocery delivery service in Japan and also selling e-readers, audiobooks, and e-books from Rakuten-owned Kobo in the U.S. A new Pew Research study found that 1 in 5 U.S. adults say they often get news via social media, which beats print newspapers for the first time. Television is still the most popular news source, although TV has declined since 2016. News websites are the next most common source, then radio, and finally social media and print. Pew also asked people for the first time if they got news from a streaming device on their TV, and 9% of respondents said that they do so often. And finally, an 890-word email from Robbie Miller, an Uber operations manager from its autonomous group, was sent to Uber's executives raising concerns for safety about the company's autonomous vehicle program days before an Uber vehicle killed a pedestrian in Arizona back in March. The email was made public by the information and included complaints about issues that weren't frequently investigated properly and about backup drivers who lacked proper training and vetting. Miller's email claims that Uber's vehicles were getting into accidents regularly, that the company's fleet of cars was hitting things every 15,000 miles, and that a vehicle was damaged nearly every other day. This was back in February of 2018. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.